Nothing On But The Radio by Addison Rae. I am Janie, and you are listening to Slime Time Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's good to be back. I missed last Monday. Thank you, DJD, for covering my hour. Let me tell you, it's good to be back. Well, it's all right to be back. Spring break was awesome. Had a great time. I went to London with my friends to see our friends from study abroad, and because I studied abroad in London. It was awesome. And while we were there, really the highlight of the trip was the fact that it was the first week of spring there. So that means I kind of get twofer. I get also whenever it happens here, I'll also get it here, which is exciting. And I was thrilled to find out that when I came back in the week I was gone, the Charles defrosted and there's no more snow on the ground. Huge news. Very glad that's happened. Just thrilling news all around. And so you might be wondering, hey, why did we listen to Addison Rae? Because if you don't know who Addison Rae is, she was a TikToker. Most famous for her inclusion in the Hype House. Yes. You see, the interesting thing about Addison Rae is that I would say some sort of genius is managing her and has really shaped her into something special because she released an album, I believe over the summer, called Addison. There is at least 3 good songs on that album. Which is impressive, I would say, from the Hype House. I feel like one of the first really famous American TikTokers for just, like, doing a dance. That's kind of her shtick. And now she, like, performs music. So good for Addison Rae, I suppose. Nothing On By The Radio is one of her earlier songs. And I feel like she's, like, model magic. I think really you could turn her into anything and it would work. So right now she's kind of doing pop star, which is sure totally awesome, and I kind of like it. So Addison Rae it is. Coming up we have I would say maybe a sort of groovy set. I don't want to be too ostentatious, but I feel one might say it's a groovy set, and we're going to keep it a little lower key than we usually do, because the weather is so disgusting. I figure, let's keep it chill. I'm dressed inappropriately for the weather because my hubris got to me and I said, it can't be that cold. And I forgot to factor in that when it's misting, it tends to be a little bit colder. So that's not really funny at all, is it? But yeah, what can you do? And you know what? While I'm still talking, let me just say a little PSA, personal service announcement. I have a exhibition opening next Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 29th. Our show that we've been working on is finally opening, and it's going to be really exciting, really great. And if you are an SMFA student and you're like, wow, I wish I could go to this show, but it's a 30-minute car ride away. Luckily for you, we're organizing a sort of carpool situation. So keep an eye out for those posters and, dare I say, those QR codes. Anyway, shall we continue with some music? Coming up next, we have La Lune, which is a French song by a French artist. The translation is The Empress. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Google say it in French. Because one thing about me, I've actually never spoken any French in my life. And I don't think I could accurately, sort of. Anyway, so this is going to be La Lune by
Imperatrice.
So, yeah, we're going to do that. Let's get into it, shall we?
Thank you. conversations, that's not just about us. When we don't know which way to go, and it doesn't really matter what we do, there's gotta be one good way to know. If all this is worth it, we can work it.
Like my life,
she says I'm not romantic.
I say she's too dramatic.
I tell her while we're at it, we can work it night by night. She says I'm
not romantic.
Spidey intensity. I know you know it's not your reality, but what is real?
That was Girl! Exclamation point by
L'Imperatrice.
I don't know why she says it so slow. And before that was Night by Night by Chromeo. And hey, one thing about me, I have a playlist that contains five songs. Five Daft Punk songs that I think are the best Daft Punk songs. And they're my favorite ones, and a lot of them, a few of them have the, like, talkbox sort of sound, and the great news is, if you enjoy that, that's entirely what Chromeo is. That's all they do. So if you're into that, I would recommend listening to more Chromeo, because it's, like, kind of just all of that, which is awesome. And I know, okay, so I can already feel you have the burning question, what are the five songs? What are the five Daft Punk songs? Well, first of all, let me just say, when I was in London, I went CD shopping. Sorry. And I got 3 Daft Punk CDs, which is so thrilling, because I'll tell you what, they're hard to find here in Boston, Massachusetts. They hide, and it's hard to find. I have yet to find a Daft Punk CD. And I've been searching. I've been looking. And let me tell you, I got Homework, huge. I got Discovery, also huge. And I got Random Access Memories, the drumless version. Huge. Okay, very exciting. I also got an Alice Coltrane CD. Huge, huge. I've only ever found one Alice Coltrane CD, and this one, the one that I just got, is a live recording, which is very exciting, and I'm saving it. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm very excited. And also, shout out to my friend Sammy, who we stayed with in London, for getting me Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. OMG. Huge. Huge. Okay, I'm very excited to listen to that CD. Not that I imagine it will be that much different from listening to the album all the way through constantly, but it will be on my CD player this time. You see? You feel me? I also got... See, this is just Janie CD time. I also got Margarine Melody. Oh, I guess it's Margarine Eclipse by Stereolab. 2 CDs in there. Awesome. Great news on that front. It was just so much good stuff happening, okay? I really got a lot of good CDs. Were they cheap? No. Okay, but these CDs are all, they're difficult to find. So I'm feeling pleased with my selections regardless. Okay, I don't want to hear it. Anyway, so the 5 Daft Punk songs that I think are the best. And this is, okay, maybe I don't think they're the best in terms of quality, but I think they're the best in terms of I like them the most. So that would be 1, Something About Us. Very true. 2, Digital Love. Very true as well. 3, Instant Crush. 4, Face to Face. New Edition. 5, Lose Yourself to Dance. Featuring Pharrell Williams. Awesome. Thank you so much. That would be... yeah, hopefully I didn't divide my audience just then. But I think so far my favorite Daft Punk album is Discovery. I guess really I listened to Discovery the most, followed closely by Alive 2007. Anyway, so you didn't ask to hear all my thoughts about Daft Punk probably, but in case you were wondering, that's my thoughts. And I have more music for us, surprise. We're going to get into, I think maybe a set of three feels appropriate here. Oh, also, let me just say, the other day, completely unrelatedly, the other day, as in yesterday, I was in the wood shop, and I was handling all this, just 1 million planks of wood, okay? Just rough cut wood, just splinters everywhere. Let me tell you, I pulled out a total of two splinters yesterday, unsuccessfully attempted to pull out a third. And let me just say, if you ever have to pull out a splinter soon, I would recommend taking a hot shower first because they pop right out after, which is crazy. But I feel like splinters are maybe the worst kind of minor injury. Minor as in like very minor, because it's like you get it and then it hurts until you get it out. So then you have to hurt yourself again to get it out. Annoying. And then also sometimes you're like, oh, that's not a splinter. I can't see anything. And then it just hurts in there. Gross. The worst. And also they get infected so much easier. The worst. Anyway, I hate splinters. I'm anti-splinters. I think if splinters didn't exist, I'd be the best woodworker in the world. Maybe. That might be a bit bold to say, but I just feel that way. I feel that way. But yeah, no, splinters have really been haunting me as of late. And I feel like such a wuss, because it's like, obviously everyone else in my woodworking class is also getting splinters, but it's like, guys, ow. You know? Anyway, so I've been rough milling a lot of wood, and you might be like, what's milling wood? That's what, when you take a board that basically looks like it's been chopped straight off a tree, and then you put it through a bunch of machines that make it, like, nice and smooth and flat, and you basically just, like, shave off faces of the wood until it gets flat. Anyway, so it was a bit of an intense ordeal, but, you know, it's gotta get done. Hey, it's gotta get done. Yeah, and I'm also realizing, if nothing else, I'm graduating with the knowledge on how to make a table. So I guess that's good, right? What'd you learn in your higher education? What'd you learn in university? How to make a table. That's kind of what I did. Yeah, so anyway. Anyway, let's get back to our music. Coming up next, we have Crush by Solange.
Don't fret, take a chance. You wanna mingle more? Your face just brightens when you think of me as yours. And when you smile like that, I just fall in love with you.
In love with you.
Seems like the world suspects something, baby. And they should pinch themselves, 'cause they ain't dreaming, baby. And when we get like that, the whole world will just
One very common topic of discussion on my radio hour is the media that I've consumed as of late. And let me tell you what, I was on that plane and I was like, okay, it's time to stay awake for the next 7 hours. It's time to watch a movie. And I was looking at the movie selection. Hey, not swell. It was fine. I tried watching Good Boy, which is the horror movie with the dog where it's like the dog is the actor in it. I got about 10 minutes in, because why was, like, the dog, first of all, killed it, was killing it. The human actors, I was like, sorry, I didn't know we were on, like a TikTok vertical drama. What is going on here? I don't know if it gets any better, because I just stopped watching, because I couldn't handle it. But I was, like, almost floored by how, like, kind of choogy the acting was. Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, so I tried watching that. That didn't really work out. And then I started watching Zootopia 2. And here's the thing. First of all, it's called Zootropolis now, because I think there was some sort of lawsuit or something. So it's called Zootropolis. Which, fine. Okay, sure. Why not? And the first Zootopia movie, it's pretty good, right? As we know, it's pretty good. So I knew it wasn't gonna be, like, stellar, but imagine my surprise when it was so bad. It was such a bad movie, because basically the entire movie was written by someone who really, really hope, like, has the true deepest wish that it would be okay for Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde to be in a relationship, which is uncomfortable to watch, generally. Because it's just, there's like constant comments from the other characters where like, you guys got a weird thing going on. What's going on with that? It's like literally the whole movie. None of the characters act in line with their established characters from the first movie. Like, it just doesn't make any sense the way they act, I would say. They push it to extremes that don't make sense for the characters. Call me crazy. And also, the plot is just so, it's so heavy-handed. It's too much. It's too much, okay? There's just so many parts of it that are... And I was so distracted by the fact that one of the lynxes is played by Andy Samberg, because it sounds exactly like Andy Samberg, that it was a difficult movie to watch. I would say voice acting was not very good. The plot was not very good. The animation was nothing special. And generally, the movie was dog water. But it certainly kept me awake, because I was so peeved. And I watched the whole movie, even. And they set it up for, like, a third, kind of third movie, which I hope that doesn't happen. Yeah, it was abysmal. So anyway, after that, I watched the 10 episodes of Ted Lasso they had available on the plane, which was awesome. I've already watched Ted Lasso, and hey, let me tell you, even better second time around. It was lovely. I had a fantastic time with that. And that kept me occupied for the entire flight. Yeah, I just can't believe how bad Zootopia 2 was. Oh, sorry, Zootropolis 2. Like, it was just so not right. I would say it was better than Despicable Me 4, but not by much. I think Despicable Me 4 is maybe the worst movie I've ever watched with my eyes. It's basic. Despicable Me 4 kind of takes one of the problems with, like, animated children's sequel movies. Oftentimes, what happens with those movies, I personally feel, in my personal opinion, is that they basically just become like a series of gags stitched together, where it's like, okay, these gags worked from the first movie, so we'll just do them again, and we'll just make the plot happen around the gags. And typically, that's like, okay, fine. Despicable Me 4 takes it to a new level in the sense where it's basically just a series of TikToks edited together. None of the plot lines finish. There's no transitions in between different plot lines. And it's just like everything that was good about Despicable Me originally is just not in the fourth movie. Just like everyone is separated. Everyone's doing their own thing. There's no family. There's none of that. Even the minions are weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, there's only so many things you can do with Despicable Me by the time you get to the fourth movie, I suppose. But it was really like, it was the worst movie I've ever watched. Yeah, so I feel like Zootopia 2 was basically that, because it was basically just like, okay, how do we get as many gags from the first movie into the second movie while also making everything weird? Goal achieved, I would say. Anyways, that's my opinion on the recent media I've been watching. Outside of that, I haven't really had the time to watch much else, which is really not funny at all. You know me, I'm a movie connoisseur. I recently met a guy who was my age and a sommelier. Crazy. Just crazy. Like, cool. okay. Wow. I understand that it takes quite a bit of work to become a sommelier. So I was like, how did you do that and your mechanical engineering degree? Is it not that much work? I wouldn't know. Because it's like, perceivably, you can only really start doing that after you turn 21, technically, right? I don't really know. Let's continue to more music, shall we? Coming up next, we have, I'm going to hit you with a set of two. Probably. That's going to be Wood Cabin by Saint Etienne. And then after that, Disappointed by Ivy. Wow, what an awesome song. Sorry, I just had to pause to really contemplate how awesome of a song that was. And you're about to get a load of that. So let's get into it. Wood Cabin by Saint Etienne.
Red wood tree, the radio.
That was Ivy. Disappointed. In, yeah. Sorry. Okay, and now it's time for our PSA. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So that's our PSA for the day. And let me tell you, despite what this set has maybe led you to believe, I've been in somewhat of a music rut. I just, you know, sometimes you look at all the music you have to listen to, you go, I've listened to all this already. It's all the same. There's nothing new. None of this is what I want, right? We're feeling that. Anyway, that's what I've been feeling as of late. And I'm trying to get out of my funk. And you know what? I always just end up listening to True, the Solange album. And it's like, it's definitely good, but it's not quite what I was looking for. But it's definitely good enough to like, okay, this is fine, you know? But I don't know if the thing is I need to listen to new music or old music. You know? So I've been trying a few different things. I'm not loving any of them. Anyway, the new BTS album came out, and I only listened to the first two songs because I'm scared. What if it's cringe? You know, that like those are my uncles. What if it's cringe? What if it's bad? And I'll tell you what, I listened to the first two songs. I was like, okay, that's enough for me. I think I need to take a break because I fear it might be a little bit cringe. And you know what? That's okay, though. That's okay. That's totally fine. I don't know how... I think maybe it's become a thing where if you become like a billionaire, it becomes hard to make not cringe music. You know, I imagine that kind of takes you out of touch a little bit. Fine. Hey, whatever. Hey, I guess unless you're Beyonce. Speaking of it, Beyonce, I truly did not put the dots together that Solange is the one who beat Jay-Z up in the elevator until like surprisingly far into my Solange journey. So, fun fact for you. Anyway, let's see, what else has been going on with me? Frankly, I've been going to a lot of dinner parties. Specifically, I've been going to quite a few dinner parties where I don't know a lot of people there, which is exciting, I would say, for me personally. Dare I say I'm extroverted, so it's exciting, you know, to meet new people. Yeah, it's been interesting. I never would have imagined my freshman year that I would be spending my senior year kind of every single day in the studio and then every weekend dinner party. Cool. Anyway, it's pretty exciting stuff. But yeah, I'm really hoping the weather turns around at some point. I was very disappointed to see slush on the forecast. I'm seeing snowflakes for the afternoon. Not funny at all. Feels like 22. I didn't bring a scarf today, okay? This is what I'm talking about, hubris. It's not funny at all. Let's see. It's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. Kind of chilly, though, so not too exciting. Yeah, and all our warm days, it's just going to rain, which I suppose is kind of a theme of spring, rain, and all that. We were theorizing the reason it gets so green in London faster is because it's just wet all the time, so it, like... And there's no snow, so they have less to bounce back from, you know? Anyway, it was really green. It was really awesome. And I'm already mad that I haven't seen green grass in about 2 days. Our grass is looking kind of yellow, kind of desert-like. So that's awesome. I also got these gigantic green grapes from H Mart. They're so crunchy and sweet. But it is like each grape is requiring 2 bites. Do you understand how embarrassing it is to eat a grape in 2 bites? I mean, it's worth it because they're so crunchy and they're so juicy and they're so yummy. But it is like, it's crazy. And the bag of grapes had, like, a countable number of grapes in it. Like, I was looking at that. I was like, that's probably only, like, 25, 30 grapes, if that. Like, because they're so freaking big. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy. But I got them anyway. And, hey, they're delish. They're pretty delish. But, yeah, I do feel a little ridiculous packing them for snack. Because I'm like, I got 7 huge grapes. That should be enough. anyway. I've been trying to cook more. It's not really working. I found out yesterday, I was at SMFA, and famously at SMFA on a Sunday, there's nothing to eat, right? So I was like, let me order dinner, let me ball out, let me order dinner. I go on DoorDash because the Chipotle in Fenway is not on Grubhub, which doesn't make sense because all the other ones are. Anyway, so I go on DoorDash, and I order my Chipotle bowl on DoorDash. It's going to be 18 tall hairs, okay? before like, sorry, I want guacamole, a staple of a burrito bowl. Like, how am I supposed to get a burrito bowl without guacamole? Why is guacamole almost $4? That's sick. You're sick, right? So anyway, I get the burrito bowl. I'm checking out. And then I'm looking at the total, $0. I had DoorDash credit? Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, I went to order a burrito bowl, and guess what? I had a gift card from 2 years ago that I completely forgot about and somehow haven't used. Is that not the best news ever that you've ever heard of? Isn't that awesome? Yeah, it was pretty awesome for me. So anyway, I annihilated that burrito bowl, because also I've been really feeling in a Chipotle mood because I saw someone post it on their Instagram story and I just couldn't stop thinking about it. So I was thoroughly influenced. Yeah, but anyway, that's kind of what I've been up to. DoorDash pass on my burrito bowl. Yeah, and my senior thesis, don't ask me how it's going because it's not really going right now. So that's kind of, yeah, that's... Anyway, so moving on, we are going to listen to another song, surprise, and that's going to be Hang On To Your Love by Sade. This album, Best Of Sade, is famously the best of Sade, like it's just really good stuff, and I really love every song on this album. Hang On To Your Love, I would feel, is one of my favorite Sade songs. I would say maybe number one or number two, it's up there. I have really strong feelings about this song. I really love it. I think it's fantastic. So that's what we're going to be doing. OMG, Shannon. Hey. Hey, girl. Shout out to Shannon for listening. An avid listener of the radio show, Shannon. I saw all your puppetry for the puppet show. It looks so freaking awesome. And it was so sweet and touching. And I'm so glad you did it. Anyway, so... Hang On To Your Love. This goes out to you, Shannon.
Thank you.
That was Hang On To Your Love by Sade. You know, the friend that actually introduced me to that song, if you can believe it, well, they're studying abroad in London right now. And imagine my surprise. We tried to meet up and I didn't hear anything from them. That's because their identity got stolen. Their phone got taken. It was crazy. For literally the 1 week that I was there, it was insane. So shout out to that friend. I hope you're doing better because we're enjoying your music, certainly. And now, so, okay, I am a little bit torn because I have now two possible endings for this show. I was initially planning on playing Distant Lover by Marvin Gaye, which is a classic from Let's Get It On. But I'm looking out at the weather, and something about this weather always makes me want to listen to somebody that I used to know. So I think we're going to do that instead. Call me crazy. It's really not the vibe of the rest of the show, and I apologize for that in advance. I was really planning kind of a neat, tight sort of show, but it's not going to happen. So we're going to listen to somebody that I used to know instead. And thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to Slime Time Radio Hour. I've been Janie, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'll leave you with somebody that I used to know, and also to DJ D after that. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember. Oh,
WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. Good morning, everybody. DJ D, you are in the mix. I got to give a quick shout out to my girl, Janie. Just great show earlier on. Great music. I come in listening to her stuff all the time. It's unbelievable.